Neela loved cooking with her amma in their cozy kitchen. There was a lovely portrait of her paati that hung over them, watching them cook. Neela and her amma made all kinds of yummy recipes. There were cakes and puddings and sauces always bubbling away. There were things like hummus, roasted cauliflower, spaghetti and meatballs, mashed potatoes, chipotle aioli, ramen noodles, rice pilaf, spicy lentil stew, chimichurri sauce, roasted chicken, steak and fries, dosas, ceviche, mango pudding, passion fruit cheesecake, sushi, dumplings, flan, lemon loaf, pesto, French omelet, saffron rice. Amma scribbled all their recipes into a big notebook. It was always open. Neela loved to sit on the counter and copy the recipes into her own notebook, too. Among the spices and nuts, there sat another cloth-covered book on the shelf. This one looked old and important, like it was full of spells and belonged to a wizard. But it had actually once belonged to her paati, and one day it would belong to Neela. Saturday was Neela's favorite day of the week. They were going to the green market. The market was always buzzing with customers and now brimming with crops from the end of summer. Juicy ripe peaches, plump blueberries, golden corn topped with stringy silk so shiny it looked like the hair on Neela's doll. The best time of the year. And best of all, tomatoes. Green tomatoes, good for frying. Grape tomatoes, for snacks at the park. Lemon boy tomatoes, like the sun, sweet, so sweet. Plum tomatoes, not so many seeds. Cherry tomatoes. Beefsteak tomatoes, big like a softball. Slice them thick for toast with mayonnaise. Neela smiled at the heirloom tomatoes with their funny shapes and ridges. Amma explained, "They're called heirlooms because their seeds are passed down from season to season, so they always maintain their deep flavor." These tomatoes reminded Neela of Patti's cookbook.